Okay, today's learning from the nation's Chaim Lutzer B'Shari Moshe Anil Rivka Bas Moshe Israeli Sir Menachem Bar Moshe B'Schus for Shlomo Chaim Moshe and Malkim and Bracha Basar Malkim at Kitzim Fei Goldina and a Schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. We are almost at the end over here of Sif Aleph, and hopefully we can finish this up to today. So the last thing we said that we went through the whole concept of Shia, when you could leave on the fire, what you can't leave on the fire. We saw the two Shitas, and the last thing we said was that the Mechaber says that although there's many scenarios depending which Shita you go to, according to the second Shita even more than the first Shita, but there are scenarios that you can leave a pot directly on the fire. He says that you can't leave it touching the coals. It has to be on sort of like a metal tripod. We discussed whether that would apply. We discussed whether that would apply to us as well. But that was the Mechaber Shita, that if it's on coals as directly, that is considered Hatmana. Hatmana is a concept that we're going to discuss much further on, but we touch upon it over here. Now we're going to see the Ramah. The Ramah says, the Yeshayimrim, that those who say, that even if the pot is sitting directly on the fire, coals man shehi megula lamaila lemikri Hatmana v'shari, that if basically the coals are only on the bottom of the pot, according to Ramah, that is not considered Hatmana, unlike what the Mechaber said. We'll see, there's still a problem, as the Ramah is going to explain, with leaving it directly on the coals. Rak, however, you should make sure that the pad is not sitting directly on the fire. So in order that a Yid should be able to remove it from the fire. Why? Because if the Yid goes ahead and he's going to move it and it's sitting directly on the coals, then we are going to have a problem because you are moving the coals and potentially making the fire higher or smaller. If it's sitting directly on the coals, you should use a guy to remove it. If you don't have a guy, then a Yid could. You should take it very slowly. So the coal shouldn't move. If it does move a little bit, we know that there's halacha in especially in Hilchos Shabbos, that's not a psik resha, meaning that it's not for sure going to happen, is mutter. So says the Ramah, being that the Ramah holds that we don't have an atmana problem because it's not surrounding the pot, it's only on the bottom of the pot. The only problem then, according to Ramah, is that I might move the coals on Shabbos, move it very slowly, so you won't come to moving the coals. Since you won't come to moving the coals, you don't have a problem. You might move the coals. If you might move the coals, it's not a problem. It's not a psik resha. It's not for sure you're going to move the coals. And it's a davar she'eino mischaven. You don't benefit anything. You don't care. What's your kavana? Your kavana over here is to take the pot off the fire. You don't care about moving the coals. Since it's a davar she'eino mischaven, it is mutter. Right. Let's see the brura on the Ramah. We are holding Sif Katan Mem Zion, Kolzman. Kolzman, that as long as it's open, right, then it's not considered atmana. Even if it's inside the oven, that's not considered atmana. As I said, when we get to Reishon and Zayin, we're going to get much more into Atmana. Why is this not Atmana? Shehi Megula, because the pot is open. Says the Mishabur, you got to be careful that if I put the coals under it and then I wrap the pot in towels that it just stay hot, so then it would be Atmana because I have the heat on the bottom that's covering it, and that's Davar HaMais of Chaim, will adds heat, which is a bigger problem Atmana, as we'll see. And we have the towels that are keeping it covered, and so he says, in a case where you just have the pot and it's not covered with shmatas or towels, then v'ayin once again, Reishon and Zayin sivches, you'll see over there on Reishon and Zayin, we'll get much more into hatmana v'shari, and therefore it's mutter heinu d'urak b'chlal shia. The only problem then is this the kind of case that you are able to leave it on the fire v'shari. According to the second Shita, it's mutter to leave the pot directly on the fire. so long as it was cooked. According to the minig that we keep the second minig. Certainly, if we keep the first minig, then it would only be a case that it's in special kol tzarchei and it's in the stomach the rat like. Yesh lasir misham. We said, however, still, even according to Ramah, where we eliminated the atmana problem, we should still not leave it directly on the coals. The kashal Yisrael Izar Shaloyan Aneyagholam. A person should be careful not to move the coals, but ace the tilase sakadera at the time that he is removing the pot. Now, this sounds like this is very not negayatas, but in fact, I was last year, I was up in the mountains, and about a half hour before Shabbos, the power blew, and they did not know when the power was going to go back on, and and all the food was going to get cold and not be cooked. We ended up taking food, and so there was a gas grill, so it's not such a problem. We went ahead and we put the food into the gas grill on very low, and it kept everything nice and hot. So, but if you had such a situation, you decide to light a coal grill. So usually the coal grill comes with a metal thing, and the pots are sitting, or the food would be sitting on top of the metal rack and not sitting on the coal, so it wouldn't be a problem. But if you had to keep food warm that way, you shouldn't leave it on directly on the coals for the two reasons. According to Mechaber, he holds it's atmana, but even according to Rama, holds it's not atmana. You should not keep it directly on the coals because you, when you remove the pot, you might come to remove the coals. But then the Mechaber said that if you by mistake you left it directly on the coals, then you should have a guy remove it. Okay. However, if you don't have a guy to remove it, so the Rama said that it's mutta to have a Yisrael do it. Just do it slowly in a way that you're not likely to touch that you're not likely to move the coals. Mutli Yisrael v'dafke k'shei medes hakadera agavi gecholim. This only works when the kadera is on the coals. Ava gecholim nunachem sovev hakadera asli Yisrael lasir. What happens if you took your pot? Think about a coal grill. It's full of coals. And you took your pot and you sort of put it that it was sort of sunken in the coals, so the coals are surrounding it. Why? In that case, it's no longer a not a psik reisha. It is a psik reisha. Because when you take out the pot, it's certainly going to move the coals and you're certainly going to be mechal Shabbos. You cause the lower coals to ignite up and the upper coals to sort of go out. So you're lighting a fire and you're putting out a fire. And even though that's not your intention, right? It's still ain't a meschaven. You don't care about the coals anymore. You're taking your pot off. So it's certainly not a meschaven. However, psik reisha, when something is a psik reisha, meaning it's for sure going to happen, when it's a psik reisha, we hold that you're not allowed to do it. And there are those who would say that even through a guy, since in general, you may go back to Amir Lakim. Amir Lakim, we said the general rule, there were exceptions, but the general rule of Amir Lakim was that if you're not allowed to do it, then you're not allowed to tell a guy to do it. So since you, in this case, you would certainly not be allowed to do it because it's for sure going to cause the coals to move and get some of them to get ignited and some of them to go out. You just, according to some, you're not allowed to even let a guy do it for you. I'm not going to run by your rabbi. Call Makoy. Nira de Litzoyrech Shabbos. You did this and now it's Friday night. You're not going to be able to eat. Yesh Lismach Hadas HaMakilim HaYedei and Yehudi. You can go according to the Makilim and do it through. And Yehudi, since Lamaisa, it's an Eina Meschaven, right? So it is a Psik Reisha, but it's still an Eina Meschaven. And then V'din Psichas HaTanev Stimasa HaYedei and Yehudi. When it comes to opening and closing the oven, now again, remember, Tana, anytime over here we mention Tana, is not talking about our ovens. It's talking about the Tana over there, which was much more chumrit because it got very, very hot. Yispar b'seif simen reishon on test. We will see that in seif reishon on test. Ayin sham mishavu. We'll see that in the mishavu. Okay, so that concludes Seif Aleph, and it gives us a very strong foundation for the concept of Shia, of leaving it on. What can you leave on the fire and what you cannot leave on the fire. Now, in Sif Beis, we are going to move to a different topic, and we're going to move, very related, to Chazara. What does Chazara mean? Chazara means that I had something on the fire before Shabbos or on the blech before Shabbos. Okay, remember, every time we say Ketumah, by us, we're going to refer to that as a blech, because that's the practical blech, practical Ketumah for us. So, I have a pot on the blech before Shabbos. I take it off. What are the conditions that I can put it back on the blech, and when can I not do that? So let's start over here. Once again, we'll break this down into bite-sized pieces, and hopefully we'll be able to understand it. Kira. So again, the Kira was the classic stove that they had back then that had the fire on the inside, had two spots on the top for pots, and our stoves have the same halacha as a Kira. Shehi grufa uketuma, which is has a blech on it. V'natal hakadera me'aleh, you took the pot off. Afila b'Shabbos, even if you took it off on Shabbos, muta lachzira, you can return it on Shabbos. And now the Mechaber is going to give us a number of conditions that have to be met in order to be able to return it. So the first condition is kozman shehi resachas, that it is boiling hot. Now we'll see, it doesn't mamish have to be boiling hot, but it's supposed to be hot in order to return it. But the first condition that the Mechaber tells us is that it is resacha. So let's pause over here and go to the Mishavura. Shehi grufa k'tuma, that the fire is covered. Abel enegar v'katam asa. So although in Sif Aleph we learned a whole bunch of scenarios that it's possible to leave your pot directly on the fire, that's been again to leaving it before Shabbos. If you're going to want to have the option for chazara, that you can never do onto an open fire. That has to be only when it is covered. Okay, even if it's bad for it, no matter what, if you have an open fire or a tana that's garifikotim, you can never return it on Shabbos onto the fire without it being covered. We'll see. The main reason for this is because it's mechzik hamavashel. It looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. Technically, your pot's hot; it's fully cooked. So you took your soup off the fire, right? No blech. I left my soup on the fire. I followed the second sheet in Sif Aleph, and I left my soup on the fire. I took it off, and now I want to put it back on, right? Technically, I'm not doing anything wrong. The soup is piping hot. It's fully cooked. There's no longer a problem with it. It's mechzik and mevashel, and therefore you're not allowed to put it on. The only way you can ever have chazara is if you have a blech on the fire. A fill of a Shabbos, you can even put it back on Shabbos. The Lloyd Tamer, why does he have to point that out? The Lloyd Tamer, the Lloyd Tir Chacham El Kishanatol Me'er Shabbos and Machzav Me'er Shabbos Samach Rishayit. You shouldn't think that Chachamim said that when can you do this is only right before Shabbos. You can still put it onto the blech. Kamash Malon. The mutter lita lahachza fill of a Shabbos gufa fill a kama pom, you can take it on and off. So you have a pot of chalent, you want some chalent, take it off. You want to put it back, take it off, put it back. You can take it off a bunch of times. So the first condition the Mechaber gave us was kolzman shehi resachas, that it is boiling hot. Pratze ain't a daim l'chal on the scar and besivze. This first point that the pot has to be hot is not going to be similar to the other conditions that we are going to mention as we move forward this sif. The behema tamhu, the loyatir chachamim chazara kiyim ba'ifen ze. The chachamim did not, in those conditions, those items, the chachamim said this is a condition of returning. And I'll explain to you in what that means. We'll see, the chachamim said that if I left a pot on the blech, and I take it off and I put it back on, it's a continuation of the original leaving. It's not really even returning. It's a continuation of the original leaving. Since it's a continuation of the original leaving, you are able to do that. The Chachamim made certain conditions that if you don't keep the conditions, you sort of knock off the original leaving. And now putting it on would be as if you're putting it back on for the first time. So it has to be that it's a continuation of the original leaving. So just give you a hint, right? One of them is you have to be holding on to it. So as long as I'm still holding on to it, it's like I'm really, it just continues what I did. I left on the fire. Therefore, the Chacham said you can do it. But if I put it down, then it becomes problematic. So now go back to what the Mishnah is telling us. This first condition of that it's still hot is unrelated to that. There's a different reason. Since it's no longer hot, so he tells us, doesn't mean it has to actually be bubbling. That if you took it off long enough, that it dropped to below Yatzaledis. Okay? He says, according to the Mechaber, it's cooking, right? It dropped down to below Yatzaledis. Now I'm putting it back on. It's going to heat back up to above Yatzaledis. It's cooking. Okay? Now, we're going to see in Shin Yud Ches. Now, Shin Yud Ches is one of the toughest simanim in Hilchas Shabbos, is all Hilchas Bishul. So we're going to see over there that the Mechaber holds that if something got cold and now I want to warm it up again, it's cooking.
Now,
Now, the Rama over there is going to say that as long that ain bishlach habishul, and as long as it didn't cool off completely, it's not considered bishul. So therefore, we have a major difference. According to the Mechaber, if I want to return, let's assume that all the other conditions that we're going to learn in the next few days are going to be met. The only thing is that it dropped to below Yad Seledis. So according to the Mechaber, I cannot put, it's still slightly warm, but it's not Yad Seledis anymore. According to the Mechaber, I can no longer put it back on. According to Rama, you would still be able to put it back on. If it cooled off completely, even if you met all the other conditions, if it cooled off completely, that everyone agrees that you would not be able to put it back on. And in Yetzer Hashem, we will continue on Monday. Shkoyach.